422.
Now more on the story we've been talking about this afternoon. A Herndon teenager is charged in connection with those animal slashings at Frying Pan Park back in April and May. Police say they arrested the 17-year-old Saturday after getting a tip on Friday. They're not describing motive, but they say they believe they have a weapon used in the attacks, a machete. Three horses, two goats, a calf, and a chicken were attacked.
And joining us now, Debbie Duell, the Director of Humane Education of the Washington Animal Rescue League. Hi, Debbie.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So what was your reaction when you first heard about this case?
Well, when I first heard about the case, I was really surprised that the perpetrator had access to these animals, but in reading a little bit more about the case, I guess whatever caused the perpetrator to act out is probably not that surprising that he did what he did, because kids who lash out at animals are doing it for attention, and this clearly is getting a lot of attention.
Is the link between people who carry out cruelty against animals and people who perform violence against people, is that link really strong?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's been known in the animal welfare community for years. There are many times that animal welfare professionals go to homes about an animal that's been abused, and they find children that are abused, elders who are abused, incidents of domestic violence. So the connection has always been there. It's taken longer for some of the human welfare professionals to get on board, but they have. And in many areas, there is a lot of cooperation and collaboration.
It's really scary when you think about the implications of a crime like this, because criminals like Jeffrey Dahmer started out similarly.
Absolutely. And there was a horrific case in Washington, D.C. in 1996 when Curtis Pixley, the Thanksgiving Day murder, when he killed Patricia Davis gruesomely in her home. At that time, there was an outstanding warrant for him. He was 16 at the time, for animal cruelty. He had stomped a puppy horribly. So we know that it's there. Not every case is nearly as gruesome. But when kids act out toward animals, that's a big red flag.
In our final 30 seconds, police say a tip led them to the arrest here. If you spot a young person attacking an animal, what should you do in that case?
Call and report it to your local authorities, whether it's your local animal welfare organization or call the police.
Thank you, Debbie.
Sure, thank you.
Debbie Duell, the Director of Humane Education at the Washington Animal Rescue League.